Mary, stay warm. Please stay warm. Next up is WS8U, followed by KB8OIS. Matt, the frequencies are yours.
On Friday night, someone that I know that's in Texas mentioned that it was 28 there, which I think was about where it was at the time in Ann Arbor. So it seems like it's about the same temperature in Texas as it was about the same temperature in Texas as in Ann Arbor, although looks like it's getting into probably the 30s or so today. So I think it's going to warm a little warmer now. It's going to warm up over the week. So maybe it's going to be colder in Texas. Let's see. I spent some time fixing a faucet yesterday, so I didn't have too much time for radio. Got the parts for free from the manufacturer under warranty. Unfortunately, seems like I have to replace them every couple of years, which is not so much fun. And I'm wondering how Pat. I think you had a plumbing link a while ago. I'm wondering how are you doing with that. I hope that's hoping you're getting that back to normal. Let's see. I worked a little bit on my transfer switch project. I'm going to go try and figure out how I'm going to mount a box to vinyl siding in a little bit here. And maybe after that, I've got this HT that does this radio ID HT that seemed to have trouble getting into the Arrow 2-meter repeater from, or not 2-meter, 1.2-meter repeater from my house here, whereas this Kenwood has no trouble getting into it. So I've got a little SWR bridge that also is a power meter that should be good for that band. So I'm going to see how much power it's really outputting when it says it's outputting 5 watts. I kind of suspect this antenna that came with it is just a terrible antenna at 1.2 meters, but actually I guess it's SWR bridge, so it would tell me if that's how well the antenna works too. Anyhow, thanks for